Oh my gosh, what is he doing here? Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. I was expecting a delivery. Did you need something? Did some of our mail get delivered to the wrong house? No, I didn't get any over here either. Anyway, it was nice talking to you. Oh, sorry, you needed something? Business? Shadows? You mean that government thing that helps monster girls? Sorry, demi-humans? I don't know what you mean. Succubus? There's no succubus here. No, I live alone. There's someone else. You know that. We're neighbors. What's this? From Shadows. So I guess you know. Come to the kitchen. You are the last person I wanted to find out about this. Yes, I'm a succubus. Of course, I didn't want you to find out. I don't know, maybe because I didn't want my neighbor to know that he's living next to a soul-eating harlot from hell. Well, of course, I know I'm not from hell, but centuries of legend don't just go away that quickly. Well, maybe I shouldn't have assumed you were misinformed. I'm sorry. But we don't have the best reputation. I mean, you seem nice and everything. It's just, here, sit at the table. I don't know how much you know, but we don't really eat souls, of course. Our bodies need semen to digest food. That's the reason they sent you here. I mean, I can eat as much as I want, but I can't really digest it. You see, the Y chromosome in semen gets broken down in our digestive system and allows us to metabolize food. Oh, I love food. I like to bake and make candy, all kinds of stuff. Sweets are my specialty. Here, have a cookie. You like them? I always have extra. I bake all the time. I could let you know, when I have extra. Really? I will, yeah. Oh, yeah, I bake tons because I eat all the time. I constantly feel hungry. It's just, without semen, I can't really survive. Like, in an injection or a supplement? It has to be ingested, not injected. And unfortunately, it can't be preserved. Couldn't just, like, go to the sperm bank. There's a lot of science behind it, but it can't get too cold, and it doesn't last that long. It can only be below body temperature for a few seconds at most, or our bodies can't use it. Once it hits the air, it only has a few seconds before it won't work. Scientists can't really figure out why. They've started thinking it's metaphysical. Yes, since demi-humans appeared, there are a lot of really strange phenomena, almost inexplicable by science. It's almost like the universe has conspired to make you suck your dick. Oh, I'm sorry. That was crude. I just mean suck dicks in general. No, it's not that I dislike sucking them. I mean, I'd actually kind of like it if it were someone special to me. What bothers me then? It's the taste. No, not always bad. Okay, this is gonna take some explaining. Succubi have very acute senses, especially taste. The taste of bodily fluids, especially so. We can learn things from the taste of your spit, sweat, semen. It's kind of vague, but your overall health, mental state, but most prominently, your personality. You know the legends, succubi sneaking in to steal men's semen and virtue. We're vile, heartless, sex-crazed seductresses, don't you know? The easiest semen for me to get, without being a horrible person, of course, tastes horrid. From losers? No. It's not desperation that makes it taste bad. You know the whole virgin cum tastes the best trope. It's not necessarily because they're a virgin. There's a certain quality in men that makes them taste good. No, it's not really virility. The men that taste the best are the kind of men who are selective with their mates. Or, like, the kind that develop strong attachments. So, the easiest semen to get comes from guys who don't care. You know, those guys who get around. You don't need to seduce them, they come onto you. Often, they don't care about you at all. It's just physical pleasure. That makes the cum taste terrible. Yes, succubi have a reputation as being promiscuous, sucking all the dicks. But actually, physiologically, we're tuned towards intense pair bonding. We actually start to crave a specific man's semen after a while. It's intoxicating. You might say it's addicting. Sorry, I didn't mean to stare. I just got a little distracted. Oh, gosh. The problem is we had to hide who we are because nobody knew about us except legends and myths. So what most succubi would do to get by was just to seduce and drop men after a while to keep their cover. It's actually really dissatisfying to a succubus psyche. Makes the taste palatable, but it makes us kind of horrible man-eaters, breaking men's hearts. It's also why we've got the reputation as being heartless, but we're actually more prone to obsession. I feel really bad doing that. So I have to receive donations and just kind of deal with the nasty taste. And this is terrible, but it actually kind of turns our stomach, almost like sour milk. Also, almost nobody knows that about the taste revealing their character. I mean, who wants to be told your cum tastes nasty because you're a bad person? So I usually just tell people it always tastes bad. I'm sorry, I don't even know why I told you this. I mean, your weird neighbor is a succubus who's gonna gag on your cum and make you feel horrible? I can see how you would not want any part of that. I understand if you maybe want to call shadows and have them send another. I can wait a couple of days. Previous donors? I've had 3. It didn't work out. Well, the first guy, he got a girlfriend, and he was very apologetic about it. Apparently, he provided services to a vampire lady, and they kind of fell for each other. He didn't taste bad at all, to be honest. That was 3 years ago, and we only really had 2 sessions. And the next guy started getting insecure about tasting bad. He also wanted to do more than just provide the semen, and I didn't. I try to be hospitable, though. I bake pies for my donors, or cookies, or anything sweet they like, you know? But a pie doesn't make up for being reminded that you're revolting every week. He wasn't bad looking, but it was obvious he was just there to get sucked. Which is another thing. I never sucked him. I usually have them do it without touching. He eventually got frustrated from wanting more and... How? I have them pleasure themselves into my mouth. Clinical-like. It's a donation, after all. I guess the fruit pies weren't enough for him. It's not like I'm cold or dismissive or anything, though. It's just, I'm kind of shy, I guess. I mean, I do things to make them hard, right? I let them look at me, strip, show them my body, even dance sometimes. Once or twice, I let them watch me play with myself. Besides that, all I really bear to do for them is bake them a pie or something. Oh, by the way, what's your favorite kind of pie? Cherry? That's a good choice. Well, I didn't know that, so I didn't bake one of those. I do have apple, peach, and my favorite, which is blueberry. Do you want to try one? Blueberry? An even better choice. Here. No, the whole pie is yours. You can save it for later if you can't finish it. No, I insist. It's yours. My neighbor, after all. Heck, I'd bake you one anyway. I mean, if you wanted me to, of course. Please eat. There. Is it good? Do you like it? Oh, I'm so glad. Right. The last guy started acting weird, really superior and arrogant. He said really demeaning things to me, like called me dirty names and lorded it over me that I had to drink cum to survive. He thought I was too desperate to reject him. And he got a little handsy, and I called management and had to have him replaced. What did he call me? It's kind of embarrassing. Filthy cum slut, pretty whore, cum receptacle, stuff like that. I mean, it's the principle of the thing. And don't get me wrong, I mean, with the right guy, I wouldn't mind that. I might even like it. But he was overstepping and disrespectful, and he didn't know me like that, you know? Really? That surprises you? It's not like I don't like sex or have turn-ons, you know? It's just kind of more intense for me. I try not to let them slip to the donors because they might get ideas. I don't mind them looking at me. I like feeling sexy and being looked at just as much as the next girl. Maybe more. Although, being this skinny, you don't get as many looks. You prefer the term slender? Petite, maybe? I mean, they're just words. I've got really small tits. I like my small waist. But you know how guys go on and on about big asses and thick thighs. Cute? Cute, maybe, but not really sexy. Really? You think I'm sexy? Oh gosh. I mean, I have noticed that you tend to do lawn work whenever I'm gardening. My outfits are cute. Oh, well, good. That's why I wear them. But yeah, I've gone through a few donors. And now you. And you didn't even get to donate. I hope the next guy is nice like you. What? No, I wasn't going to call them to replace you. Not at all. I just think it might be kind of an ordeal for you to do all that for a girl like me. You don't mind? Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed. I didn't mean to give you the impression I didn't like you or something. Oh, well, thank you. Well, maybe finish this pie and we'll figure out how to do this. Would you prefer to be in the bedroom, or we can do the living room, or... Oh, wait. There's just a little bit of pie on your lip. There. Oh, sorry. I didn't have a napkin handy. Wait. Oh my gosh. This pie tastes really good. I mean, I made it, and it's my favorite, but this is above and beyond. Here, let me have a taste. Please? Wait, this tastes normal. Here, try a bite. Come on now, open up, try it again. Say, ah! Good boy. That's funny, it tastes... Sorry. Yeah, I mean, I ate off the same fork as you. Is that weird? No? Indirect kiss. What is this, an anime? But that might explain it. Never mind, sorry. Maybe we should just do it here. Just stay there on the stool for now. They're smaller. I don't really need a bra. They stay perky. Do you like them? I'm really proud of my skin. Isn't it creamy and smooth? You can't really touch, but I kind of hope you want to. You think my nipples are cute? Do you want me to play with them like this? Sorry, did that startle you? I got a little excited. Shoulders, you like them? That's a first. Elegant. Are you sure they aren't pony? Well, if you like them, do you want to see the rest? Okay, here, off come the shorts. I do like my legs. Men love thighs, don't they? Mine aren't really thick, but I keep them really soft. Don't they look touchable? Yes, I left my panties on. Because I picked nice ones. Not just to impress my new donor. I mean, if it helps you get, ready. Here, if I turn around, they fit my butt nicely. Oh, so, okay, there. They're off. So, well, what do you think? That's a good wow? Oh, good. Huh? I can't undress you. Well, I mean, this usually helps to get hard. There, pants off. I'll leave the underwear to you. I mean, I have to kneel before you. That's kind of how this works. Ooh, what's that reaction? I look good from this angle. Looking up at you. Do I look seductive? Innocent? Submissive? I can see you're getting hard though. It's working. Will you take them off? For me? Oh, wow. Oh, your cock looks so nice. Sorry, that kind of just slipped out. Is cock too crude? No? Then I'll use it. The word, I mean. Cock. Oh, it twitched. You can stroke it if you like. Will you stroke it for me, please? Oh, that looks good. Do you want to see me? Yeah? Let me just open my legs. It's pretty. You're sweet. Here, look. I'll spread the lips for you. Oh, wow, that's a reaction. Will you keep stroking, please? I don't usually do this, but if it helps, you can watch me play with my pussy. Show me how good this makes your cock feel. Oh god, will you stroke it faster, please? Yeah. Oh god. Oh, I like it. Oh, it's really sexy. Oh god. Oh, you're making me feel so good. Can't you tell? Can't you see how wet my little pussy is? Oh god, fuck. Oh, it's twitching. Oh, you're speeding up. Yes. Yes, I want it. I want it. I want it. Please. Please feed me. Oh god, please feed me your cum. Shoot it in my mouth. Oh god, yes, please. Please, please, please. Please, 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 please. Oh my god. Oh no, it's Oh, it's not bad at all. Oh, that was delicious. No, really, I'm not trying to make you feel good. I'm trying to hide how good it made me feel. Oh, wow. Oh, it's so good. Oh, sorry, there's some that got on my cheek. Just... Oh, wow. Oh, I can't waste any, sir. Wait. Oh, it's you. Oh, your spit made this pie taste better, and your cum? Really? Oh, and it's finally hitting my stomach? Oh, it feels good to feel fullness instead of nausea. Oh, hey, do you have more? Can I have more, please? No, I don't mind. It's perfect. The taste is perfect. No, it's fine. If you're soft, I can fix that. I can suck it out of you. See? Do you see how quickly it gets hard again? Succubus saliva has that effect on humans. Makes their bodies more sensitive. It helps you get hard for more feeding. Oh, you taste so good. And your skin tastes so good too. Oh, God, delicious cock. Oh, God, I'm sorry, I just... I can't help it. If you want me to stop, I can keep going. No, don't hold back or try to prolong it. Just, I want more, okay? Please, quickly, please. It's okay. It's okay if you aren't satisfied after two. I'll just do more. Yes, just come right in my mouth on my tongue. Oh, God. I love this taste. I love the taste of you. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to savor it on the first time. Oh, it's so delicious. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. I haven't felt this full in my belly, maybe ever. Let me just clean the rest off and savor the feeling for a minute. So good. Thank you. Did my saliva make you hard again? I could have more. I mean, if you still need to be satisfied. If you want it, I mean, I don't want to be greedy. Really? As much as I want? I'm just gonna look at this gorgeous cock for a while and stroke it. Do you want to release another really good load? Did my mouth feel good? Do you like my little titties? Oh, it feels good when I rub your cock out on my nipple like that. Oh, God. Just look at it all over my cute little nipple. Just let me get that. Oh, they're not much, but I could give you a boob job. I just want to watch it bulging and twitching. Do you feel that softness between the little bit of cleavage I have? Just let me squeeze them together. Oh, I love how you always look at me. I mean, how you're looking at me. Your eyes look so gentle and needy. You're as hungry for me as I am for you, aren't you? Do you just need my pretty mouth to live? I think I have really pretty lips. They're shapely and elegant. My smile. Mischievous smirk. I'm not mischievous. No, I guess I am. Oh, hey, my horns. Yeah, I wanted to let you see them. You don't find them, I don't know, disgusting or scary? Oh, beautiful. Oh, I want to pay you back for all you've given me. So just take your hands, okay? Put them on my horns, like that. And just use my mouth however you want, okay? No. However you want, okay? I can't give you my pussy. Why? It takes too much explanation, but I am desperate for more cum. And you can't use my pussy, but you can use my throat like one. Yeah? You don't have to worry about anything. Just whatever pleases your cock, okay? You just use my throat, please? Please? Just use this filthy, gluttonous succubus whore throat? Why didn't you stop master. No, 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 I like it. I love the feeling of that cock to my throat. Please, I need to eat properly, please, sir. No, just force feed me that cock, please. Please, I need to swallow it all. Just here, pin my head against the counter like that, yeah. And just keep your hands on my horns, okay? Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't help playing with this sloppy cunt. Oh, just feed me all your cum, sir, please. Please. Please, please, please come out my throat. Please, 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 please. Good. Oh, I came so hard. Oh gosh. Hey, do you mind? Can I kiss you? So thanks. Oh, thank you. Huh? I called you master. When? I don't remember. My brain was all fuzzy. Sorry, it's kind of a succubus-like fantasy thing. I'm sorry, it just sort of slipped out. What? Call shadows? Why? Is it because of the master thing? I'm so sorry. I promise not to do that again. Is it because I went too slutty? I'm really sorry. The good kind of cum just makes me feel so tipsy, and I didn't realize that... Sign out of the donor program? Why? Was I that bad? Huh? Because I won't need any more donors? Whenever I want? All I want? You'd do that for me? Really? Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, you won't regret this. I will bake you all the pies.